platform. You can advertise and publicize it by filling out the relevant information on the form. You can also target exactly who you want to invite by using the advanced filters. Your event will also be searchable on the calendar feature, so users can search for it by date. Join the UJ alumni community now to start networking and engaging with your alma mater.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines aside, Banyaza Lusufi says private scholar transport needs complete overhaul. And two planes carrying hundreds of United States citizens from the coronavirus hit cruise ship in Japan have arrived in the U.S.
In your sporting headlines this hour, South African men's wheelchair tennis team qualifies for World Team Cup finals. And finally, Bulls coaching team faces a test of character. I'll have more on these stories at 4:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominic Majola. Good afternoon. Gauteng Education MEC Banyaza Lesufi wants tighter measures for private scholar transportation across the province. This comes after two pupils and a biker were killed after a motorbike crashed into a taxi transporting pupils today. The lifeless bodies of the two young victims, aged between 6 and 10, were found on top of the biker. The incident took place on the N57 near Olifantsdene, just less than a kilometre from the pupils' school. The MEC said the private scholar transport system needs a complete overhaul. Eskom is extending lifestyle audits to all staff. The audit, which began 2 years ago, were only looking at senior managers and their families. The power utility is on a drive to clamp down on corruption. Eskom spokesperson Sikonathi Manjanja said the company wants to root out bad elements within the workforce, where people are actually doing business with the organization. And lastly, two planes carrying hundreds of United States citizens from the coronavirus-hit cruise ship in Japan have arrived in the U.S. One plane landed at the U.S. Air Force Air Base in California and the other in Texas. Passengers will be isolated at military facilities for 14 days. There were about 400 Americans on board the Diamond Princess, the ship with some 3,700 passengers and crew. It has been quarantined since the 3rd of February. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 14.86 rand to the US dollar, 19.37 rand to the euro. One British pound will cost you 16.11 rand. Gold is selling at $1,567.75 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg.